In addition to all of its other attractions, our region is something like hiking heaven. If you want to hike in mountains or hike in forests or by the ocean or in the desert, all that is available here. Our next guest is a veteran hiker who shares his findings with the world. John Sories has logged many miles on many hikes, and he tells the world about them in his blog, NorthernCaliforniaHikingTrails.com. And in books, John is the author of two recent works from Mountaineers Books, 100 Classic Hikes, Northern California, a fourth edition, and the smaller Day Hiking, Mount Shasta, Lassen, and Trinity Alps regions. John Sories, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you grew up in the Redding area, I guess, and how old were you when you started hiking that region?
Yes, I was born and raised in Shasta County. I was born in Redding and raised just outside of Anderson, California, in the cow pastures next to the foothills. I got interested in nature at a very early age. When I was 5 years old, I went deaf for a couple of months, which meant that I really wasn't able to interact with other people because I just couldn't hear them. So I spent a lot of time by myself. We had a house on 3 acres, so I spent time outside a lot when I was deaf. And I remember one time sitting out in the pasture by this little stream, looking at pollywogs in the water on a warm spring day with the green grass. And something about that was where I really first learned to love nature and to just be. Shortly after that, I started hiking in the foothills right next to my house. Later on, when I got older, I started hiking with my two older brothers in the Trinity Alps, and that's really where it all began for me. The Trinity Alps are just stunningly beautiful granitic mountains and metamorphic mountains with glacial lakes with clear, cold water and ridges and peaks you can climb with views that just stretch out forever. That's really where I got hooked with hiking. And from there, I went and started hiking in Lassen Park, Mount Shasta, moved to Europe, hiked there. But that's really where it all started.
So between these two books, have you done all of the hikes and more than once, I would presume, in a lot of cases?
I've done all these hikes. Some of the hikes I've done 20, 30, 40, 50 times, especially the ones that were near where I lived. I lived in Siskiyou County for many, many years. So a lot of those hikes I just did again and again.
So the 100 Classics Hikes book, 100 Classic Hikes Northern California, is in a fourth edition, 24 years after the first one. And I wonder if some of those hikes have changed over time, if things have happened to the landscape to make them different.
Some of them have changed. There were a few hikes that I wound up taking out because there was a major fire. And so the landscape changed so much and the trail changed so much that I decided that one had to go. And sometimes trails do change. There's new trail junctions that come in, or a trail may be rerouted for various reasons. So it's important to get out there and rehike the trails and do new editions of books.
These both come from Mountaineers Books. Would you tell us about the Mountaineers group?
The Mountaineers is one of the oldest hiking organizations and trail nature organizations in the country. They're headquartered up in Washington State. Mountaineers Books is an offshoot of the Mountaineers organization. They started out publishing books on the Washington area. They since have branched out to the entire world. They have, I believe, about 700 books in their catalog.
Okay, so yeah. That's a whole bunch.
Yes.
In the Northern California, the 100 Classics Hikes book, not too many hikes in the VS or very strenuous rating outside of Mount Shasta. Which are some of the toughest?
I think Mount Shasta is the toughest because it's over 6,000 feet of elevation gain. Okay. You really have to be in good shape and you have to be prepared and you have to have the right equipment. There's some other tough trails. There's two or three backpacking trips in the Trinity Alps that really require you to have a lot of stamina and put in a lot of energy. There's also a really long backpacking trip in the Desolation Wilderness just to the west of Lake Tahoe.
So Mount Lassen versus Mount Shasta, a bit less work, I gather.
Yes, Lassen Peak is a little over 10,000 feet. And to get to the top of Lassen Peak, you hike a little over 2 miles, you gain a little over 2,000 feet of elevation gain. It's a steady rise the whole way, and for the most part, it's a big wide trail. So you get into a groove, your heart gets pumping, your legs feel good, and Lassen Peak is a really good hike for people to go for if they want to really get one of the highest peaks in our area.
And I'm glad you included Black Butte in one of the books, so the cinder cone west of Mount Shasta, because I've often wondered as I drove past on neighboring Interstate 5 what the trail system is like up there. It looks like it's a pretty, not a bad hike at all, really.
It's a fantastic hike. It's actually in 100 Classic Hikes and also in the Day Hiking Mount Shasta, Lassen, and Trinity Alps regions. It's a really good hike. It goes a couple thousand feet of elevation over 3+ miles, but you have such fantastic views up there. You look to the east and bam, there is Mount Shasta in full glory right in front of you. You turn around and look to the west, there's Mount Eddy, a little over 9,000 feet, and then these other mountains on the west side of Mount Shasta that are also really beautiful. There's a lot of stunning trails all around the Mount Shasta area. That's a good place to go if you want to stay for a few days, camp, backpack, whatever, or make it a base for day hiking.
John Sorey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a veteran hiker and author. He's out with two new books from Mountaineers Books, 100 Classic Hikes, Northern California, 4th edition, and Day Hiking, Mount Shasta, Lassen, and Trinity Alps regions. Compare some notes on hikes in the region. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. There's a list of 10 essentials to take hiking with you in both books, starting with navigation, compass, map, GPS, and so on. Do you caution against people thinking that their smartphone's going to be enough out there?
Oh, absolutely. In a lot of places, you can't get cell reception. You need to have at least a basic level of preparedness when you go for a day hike. You want to make sure you have food and water and some basic shelter, adequate clothing. I always go prepared to spend, it may be a miserable night, but I go prepared to spend the night. I might be cold, but I won't get hypothermic. I might be a little hungry, but I will still have some food.
So, and let me ask about the difference then between the books. So the 100 Classics Hikes Northern California, is some of this overnight hikes in addition to the day hikes of the other book?
Yes. 100 Classic Hikes Northern California is the best, in my opinion,
in your opinion.
100 hikes in Northern California. It includes the top day hikes, and then it also includes the most epic backpacking trips in Northern California. So it's really trying to get all of that.
Right, all the way down to the San Francisco Bay Area and the Sierra Nevada, as
yes,
well as the part that we identify as Northern California. So some of the hikes, the color pictures in the 100 Hikes books do this scenery justice. And tell us about Painted Dunes. That looks fascinating.
Painted Dunes is in Lassen Volcanic National Park. It is right next to Cinder Cone. It erupted within the last few hundred years, and part of what it did is chemicals that came out of that wound up causing chemical reactions in those dunes, so it turned it these really just gorgeous, gorgeous colors. There's really nothing else in Northern California that is really like the Painted Dunes, and that's actually one of my favorite hikes in Lassen Volcanic National Park, is starting from Butte Lake, hiking to the top of Cinder Cone, which is a nice, good aerobic workout, and then taking in the views of Lassen Peak and Painted Dunes.
Russian Wilderness. You're right that it's perhaps not as well known as its neighbors, the Trinity Alps and the Marble Mountain Wildernesses, but what is it that makes the Russian Wilderness worth a trip?
What I love about the Russian Wilderness is that it has, for me, the best qualities of what I really love in high elevation day hiking and backpacking without all the crowds. It's almost entirely granite. So you have this gorgeous glacial sculpturing of peaks and then glacially gouged lakes. Beautiful lakes that are just, they're warming up right now, but give them a couple more weeks and nearly all of them will be warm enough for you to dive in, adjust a minute or two to the coldness of the water, but then you can swim around and float. It's gorgeous there, and not many people go there. Most people tend to go to the Trinity Alps, or they go to the north to Marble Mountain Wilderness.
That was a question I had about places to go where you're not going to find as many people, and that certainly seems to be one of them. And I was going to ask you about the water, too. So still a little chilly this time of year, huh?
Still a little chilly. It's just a matter of the... We're at a situation now, as we know with climate change, that for the most part, our summers have been coming earlier and earlier, and the snow's been melting off. So one of the upsides for high mountain swimmers is that that means the lakes warm up sooner because there's no longer cold snow coming into them. And so getting the warm sun, heating it up, it'll be good swimming here soon.
Okay. See, and the opposite of these places with lots of water, Desolation Wilderness, it seems like it lives up to its name. Where is that?
Desolation Wilderness is just to the west of Lake Tahoe. It's in the Sierra Nevada. It actually has quite a bit of water in it because it's the Sierra Nevada. There's dozens, probably hundreds of lakes there, including Lake Aloha, which is a really special place in the heart of Desolation Wilderness. There are multiple hikes and 100 classic hikes in Northern California that visit Desolation Wilderness. It's a name, I'm not sure how they came up with it, but it's not because there's not water.
So the variety, when you look at it, and of course the cover of 100 Classic Hikes is a picture of the ocean, because that is part of what's included here. And then on the other book, Day Hiking, there are pictures of what appears to be a mountain wilderness and a lake. The variety is just so great. And I wonder, for you personally, you've been hiking for so long, can your breath still be taken away by a view or by a great moment in a hike?
All the time. That's what I want. I want my breath to be taken away. That's why I hike. Is to get out there, get away from the cell phones, get away from our computers and this connection that has really dominated our society over the last 20, 30 years, to get out, get away from it. We evolved in nature, and for me, it's really important to be in nature.
Grab a headphone. We have a call from you. We're talking to John Sorries, who's a hiker, blogger, and author, the author of 100 Classic Hikes Northern California and Day Hiking Mount Shasta, Lassen, and Trinity Alps Regions. Here's a call from Jeff in Medford. Welcome to The Exchange.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I just wanted to mention my favorite hike in the Trinity Alps is Little South Fork Lakes, and I just love it because you go up Little South Fork and then you get to a fabulous waterfall about halfway in, and then the basin where Little South Fork Lakes is one of the prettiest I've ever seen in the Trinity Alps. And I also want to mention that I've climbed both Caesar Cap and Thompson Peak. And Thompson Peak, I went up the north side, up the glacier, and I got myself in serious trouble up there and had no crampons or ice axe or anything. And Trinity Alps are wonderful mountains, but people need to know that they can get in trouble in those mountains. They're big and they're steep, and you got to know what you're doing.
Okay, good cautionary note. Thanks for that, Jeff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Trinity Alps have some of the most stunning scenery. I've also been into the Little South Forks drainage. I came cross-country from above down to it when I was hiking from Caribou Lake to Grizzly Lake cross-country once. And there are areas in the Trinity Alps, especially once you go cross-country, when you get off the trail, there's a lot of really, really steep areas. And this happens in the Sierra Nevada and Russian Wilderness and other places. But you really have to be prepared when you go cross-country because you can get in trouble. I've gotten in trouble a couple of times, too. So, yes, very important to be careful.
Jeff in Medford mentioned an impressive waterfall up Little South Fork, and which reminds me that there are some places in the book you go, wow, I didn't know that existed. Like the three waterfalls of the McLeod. There's lots of stuff hidden back in the woods that takes your breath away.
Absolutely. Those waterfalls are gorgeous. They're connected by a very easy to hike trail that's about 1.6 miles long. There's also Burney Falls, which is near the intersection of highways 89 and 299 east of Redding and east of Burney. Stunning waterfall, 129 feet high, millions of gallons of water going over there every day. It's an iconic part of Northern California that's easy to visit. It's good to take your family to. These books have hikes that are difficult and challenging for many hikers, but especially the Day Hiking book has a lot of hikes that is really suitable for families or people that don't get around well anymore. There's some that are just a mile long or 2 miles long and are level. And Burning Falls is one of those where it's pretty easy to see the falls and hike around
them. Yeah, very easy access to Burning Falls. Been there myself. So from heaven to Bumpus Hell, the name alone impresses.
Yes.
Where is it and what's in Bumpus Hell?
Well, Bumpus Hell is off the main Lassen Volcanic National Park access road. It's a couple miles to hike in. You mostly sort of hike down into it. It is a place where there's a lot of geothermal activity. There are mud pots and bubbling pools and lots of steam, and you smell sulfur in the air. It is truly otherworldly. Very, very much worth a visit. The Park Service has built this really extensive boardwalk system throughout Bumpus Hell, which makes it very easy to explore. It turns out that they are doing work on those boardwalks this summer, so I think that's closed down this summer, but definitely put it on your list for next summer.
Yeah, are there some places, and this comes to mind because of the discussion about the climb on Black Butte rather mm-hmm. than climbing Mount Shasta. It's a less technical climb, certainly, but the advantage of climbing Black Butte, too, is you get to look at Shasta. Are there some places where you'd rather climb someplace near the pretty thing rather than beyond the pretty thing?
That is the prime example. Mount Shasta, so beautiful, so iconic to the entire North State.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be on it. It's actually absolutely wonderful to be on it, but there are so many places, and there's lots of trails around where you can get this, where, boom, you come up to the top of Mount Eddy, and there's Mount Shasta. Black Butte, there's Mount Shasta.
All right, so lots of places where you can look at Mount Shasta. Is there
yeah.
any one hike of all of these that you keep coming through again and again and again?
There's one that I especially love. It's in the Russian wilderness. It starts from Etna Summit. It's a paved road mm-hmm. from Etna Summit. It's about 6.5 miles south on the PCT to Payne's Lake. There are lots of places to camp at Payne's Lake. And then there's a combination of a steep trail and then a cross-country climb up to Upper Albert Lake. And that's what really speaks to me. Lots of granite, cold lakes for me to swim and hardly anybody, and then ridges where I can get really good views.
Well, thanks for sharing all your experiences with us. You can see them online at northerncaliforniahikingtrails.com. John Sories is the creator of that blog and the author of the two new books, 100 Classic Hikes Northern California and Day Hiking Mount Shasta, Lassen, and Trinity Alps Regions. Thanks so much for visiting the Jefferson Exchange.
Very happy to be here. Thank you so much.